Hey, guess what?
What?
Simba was walking too slow, so I told him to Mufasa.
Yeah, try again.
Ah, shoot. Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving the band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of Spring Break Social, we'll discuss absolutely nothing. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Friday of Spring Break. No, Friday before Spring Break.
We're not there yet.
Guys, we have T-minus...
What time is
like
it?
Like 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so tired.
I'm sure everyone else is too, so this episode might sound like a downer, but I'm hoping that I can be funny through all of this, because I've already laughed like 4 times today.
It's because I'm back.
It is because you're back. I did miss you.
And I missed you.
I know. No one is as fun as us together.
Oh, I was going to say something, but I realized I needed to keep it a PG response. But yes, you're darn sure, or correct, whatever.
Yes. Oh, here comes in.
Who's this?
Listen.
Hi, Kate. No, it's fine.
The baby is in the building.
The actual baby, not Kate. Yeah.
Listen, we're so excited. We're going to go over to her house this weekend.
Today. Oh, no, today.
Today.
We're going to cook and help her prep for baby.
Yes, because the baby is coming.
It's coming.
The first Coppell Band baby will be here soon.
Do you know if that's the first baby ever?
I mean, it can't be, I would think. Because there's been other directors. In our term, this is the first Coppell Band baby.
This is the first band baby for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for me.
Oh, no, just kidding. My first high school boss, Ryan Thomas, has a toddler now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a toddler. She's grown.
I don't know. It's been...
she's in school.
It's been 8 years. Yeah. Okay. Here,
it's been a while.
Hi, Dorothy.
Exactly. Anyhow, so we're going to go over there and we're going to have a staff cooking party where we're going to cook...
Meal prep for her
and Greg when they have the baby, they don't have to worry about food.
Yeah. Just reheat and go.
Exactly. What are you making?
I don't remember. I looked at, she sent instructions.
She didn't send me instructions.
Oh, well, not instructions. She sent me the recipe.
Okay.
I can't talk today. My eshes.
And so you're going to make it?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm making chicken spaghetti because she likes
enchiladas
it.
Enchiladas or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Easy. Enchilada stack. Yeah,
it's great.
And I'm doing chicken spaghetti, but spicy because she loves spice. So I've got to go get all the different ingredients that I would never use, but I put in hers.
I'd like to watch you buy some hot peppers. You have no idea what you're doing.
I have no idea. Is it the red one?
Just don't touch your eyes.
Anyhow, I don't know what Brandon's doing or Randall, but no, I think it's a great idea. So staff members out there, people that have people on staff and people that are expecting, it's a wonderful way to spend time, A, together outside of the classroom, but B, just to, it's like showing... Your colleague that
team
you're there
love.
For them. Yeah, team love for them. And so we had a baby shower for, obviously, last 2 weeks ago. But, this is a great opportunity to get her ready for the new baby, because then the new baby becomes our baby.
Yep.
You know? I want her to bring it, but we have... I want her to
child.
Bring... I know, Joshua. And make sure that he is a band baby. With headphones, obviously, or earplugs, or whatever those things are called.
Earmuffs.
Noise canceling.
No, I don't know, whatever.
Earmuffs?
The airplane, I don't know. The airplane sound protector things for your ear. Shut your face. Are they not? Whatever. Noise canceling headphones.
You can tell we don't have children.
Yeah, I can't afford it right now. Yeah. Not in this economy.
Exactly. Listen. Let's talk about this economy for a moment.
Oh, no.
I took Joni out to eat, and every meal is 8% higher than it was the last time. I don't know if anyone likes statistics like that, but the food situation is rising.
The State of the Union speech was last night, so...
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, my... I feel like an idiot right now, because I was so tired, I just went to sleep.
Oh, I was driving back here when it was happening, so I heard like snippets over the radio. But last night I had to stop for dinner for a sandwich. I spent $14
on a sandwich.
On a sandwich.
Where'd you stop?
I think it was like, I know. It was Schlotsky's.
That's hard to say for me, Schlotsky's. It doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. Well, half the things. I say that out of love. It's your East Texas coming out.
It's true.
$14 for a sandwich.
Yeah.
What are we doing here, guys? I can't grow that myself.
Listen, something, speaking of my accent this week. What did I share with you this week?
Oh, your video? Was that this week?
I have no idea.
Oh. I got a preview of High School Kim. Carthage Kim.
Yes.
And boy, do things make more sense now.
What does that even mean? First of all, you called me Preppy.
No, I called you Wednesday Addams. Preppy Wednesday Addams, sorry.
I'm not dark and twisted.
No, I am.
Yes, I know. Listen, everybody. Okay, first of all, stop. You okay? This should be a video edition right now for what he's doing.
But guys, today's podcast is going in zero direction. We're just going to bounce all over the place.
And that is what every band director feels like
right now. It's a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Can we talk about the mood rings really fast? We are jumping all over the place. Okay. But yes, I did show a video of me giving the prayer at a pep rally.
Yes.
Back when I was in high school, and my voice was completely different. So I started with the voice and then let him see it was me.
Thank you. At the end.
Our Heavenly Father.
Oh my God. Please don't ever talk to me like that ever again.
Yeah, we're done. We're done with that one. But so in the last episode, we talked about, in many episodes, we talked about how you're dead inside. But we talked about your emotions, and you said something about having a mood ring.
It's ironic because I'm in all black today. I don't know if it's my own funeral, but that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
And you talked about a mood ring. So on Monday, we hosted the middle school for recording, and you got a gift. What'd you get?
I got not one, but two mood rings to wear.
From West Middle School.
From Team West.
Yes.
And it was very ceremoniously presented to me.
Yes.
At the front of the stage.
At the front of the stage. Everyone's dressed up.
And I'd like to point out, I actually wore it all day.
He did.
Yeah.
And he made me put one on because he thought they were broken because his were what color?
Just dark.
So I put it on and mine turns pink for happy. And he was like, all right, so they're not broken.
It just justifies my logic.
Yeah, you're broken. That's what it means.
On the inside.
We should put it on today and see what it is because you went down. Okay, so he went down to judge UAL. So when Riaz is out for something like that, and I am in stress mode of my band, what do? I bring in someone to teach.
Yeah.
And none other than Joni Perez, who is now
going to be... Where's the applause button?
Oh my gosh. I think it's this
one. I'm sorry.
I got
it. Right on the first try. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I got it. Who's now the director of band. She's back in the business.
Yep. Welcome back.
Yeah. I'm so excited for her. I spent a lot of time with her over the last couple of days just talking about like when you come into a new program.
You replaced me for 2 days.
She did. She replaced you.
I'm
and
okay
listen,
with that.
We got a lot of stuff done. Not kidding.
I am offended.
That's true. I know. I'm sorry.
You better be.
Yeah, but your band sounds good.
Shut your face.
That's what you asked us to do.
Despite of me being there or because it's my band? Don't answer that question. Move on.
Probably both. But anyhow, so she shows up on Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not in the greatest mood because I'm dealing with a lot of financial things right now. But which every head band director in the state of Texas is dealing with right now.
That was the talk.
But anyhow, I was like, okay, are you ready for fourth band? We got to get you started somewhere. And she's like, yeah, sure. And she's like, oh my gosh, I haven't conducted on a podium in 2 years.
You're welcome.
I was like, okay, well, hop up on there. Here's my baton. you know.
Get some Valvol for your elbows and
exactly.
shoulders.
Exactly. And so she was like, all right, I'm really doing this. I was like, yeah, I'll sit out there for a little bit, but, you know, I got work to do, lady. Yeah. So, yes, she was a clinician, but I was like, I'm just going to treat her like one of us. Yeah. Like, right now, like, this is the world we live in currently, the week before spring break. And then we went to dinner and talked a whole lot about, like, her getting excited about coming into Moe and Jean Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And just how did I come into Coppell, which is interesting. And, like, I think that'd be an interesting clinic about how you come from one and go to the other. And because the name of the game is not blow something up.
No.
You know,
it shouldn't be.
Right. And so how do we do that
yeah.
kind of thing? So we talked a lot about that. I shared some documents with her and about the questionnaires that I sent out mm-hmm. with the staff and stuff. But really great talk. And then she came yesterday and she worked with Brandon's band. And then she worked with your band again.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't follow your lesson plan.
Not shocked.
At all, actually.
For a second band?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, Joni will tell you she did, and I will tell you that I told Lauren not to.
You're going to sell her out, throw him under the bus?
No, she did a great job. I don't care what she did.
I told her, I don't care what you do. I trust you.
Yeah.
You have ears.
But she was in it so much that I was like, you have to work on your pacing for your classes.
Yeah, she texted me. She was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, Joni, I literally don't care.
Yeah, she's like, I thought we had till 12:30. I was like, lady, when are you going to eat?
The lesson plan. That's how I know she didn't follow it.
Yes, she didn't.
She texted me. I ran out of time.
Yes, she did. But we're super appreciative.
Oh, yeah. Best substitute ever.
Exactly.
When people are like, well, what are you doing with your classes now that you're here? I go, oh, I just brought in a substitute. And they're like, a substitute? I go, yeah, her name's Joni Perez. And their face.
Start to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very appreciative of her.
Yes. Listen, she did a great job.
I'm sure.
And she was a lot of fun. Listen, on the I felt really bad this time because I was so paperwork busy trying to get some stuff done. And so any time that I was on a conference, I was doing that if I wasn't with a band. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just can't, like, can we conversate at dinner kind of thing? And she's like, oh, I need to work. I was like, great. There's a desk.
Yeah, she sat at my desk, yeah.
And she's like, his desk is the cleanest desk. I was like, it is. That lets you know he doesn't do anything. But that's just a joke.
I will unplug this board right now.
So I walked in and I was like, so this is what it's like, lady. You gotta, you know.
Open up your computer.
So yesterday morning when she came in, I was like, let me show you to your desk today. So she sits down and puts her stuff down and has her thing. And then she gets out of the way and she had a great time. So
I have. So back in the fall, we put up a bunch of posters, like motivational things. And one of them was a printout with Joni on it.
Correct.
About like do the little things correct. And I made it a point to clear like I have this. My desk is like a cubicle and there's a spot where you can put up like pictures from kids or notes from kids. And I had a bunch of those. So I pulled them all down and put up that little poster of Joni on there just to, you know, make sure that that is known that that's there. And she texts a picture. That's how I knew she was sitting at my desk. She texted me a photo with the capital letters OMG. And I just start laughing. I go, oh, you were getting some work done?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I know she's going to do great things at Moe and Jean Johnson.
I'm so excited for her.
Yeah. I can't wait to text her and be like, how's the football game?
Yeah.
You know, because she's like, oh, I don't have to do those anymore.
Misery loves company.
Pretty much. So every Friday night, we're going to have a little snap contest.
There you go.
See how everything's going. But really proud for her.
How were classes the last 2 days?
Productive for the most part. I mean, with the Wind Symphony, okay, here's what I'm struggling with, or not, it's not even a struggle. It's just trying to make people understand is that the pieces that I'm working on are so segmented in terms of like, I only need a couple of people, like not everyone plays all the time. And so a lot of people are getting bored. So I'm trying to figure out how to
keep them engaged.
Yeah, pretty much. But there's just certain times where you have to dig in, especially on Firebird. Like, it is 1,000 layers. So trying to clean it up. And some days it sounds really good. And then, oh, okay, let me tell you what happened yesterday. In our full... So we record once a week the entire program for mental preparation. Mm-hmm. And to just see how much progress is being made. So we've done a lot of work on masking machines, which a lot of it showed up in the recordings. And then in Firebird, we've done a ton of work. Especially Joni worked with us after school on Wednesday. And we go to record. And I didn't even tell you this. This is going to be entertaining for you. So we're getting through it. And one kid forgets to come in because he's not counting, right? So I just started again. Started the next cue. And then all of a sudden, we're getting through things. And one of the flute players starts getting the hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hiccups so loud that the entire band in the middle of the recording starts chuckling. And then they're like, I'm sorry. And then they try to fix it and then begin hiccuping again in the softest section when they're supposed to be playing.
I have to hear this.
Yeah, it's on the recording. And then finally, I think, oh, maybe it's fixed. And then it starts again. And I was like, and everyone, you just hear people bubbling, chalking. And then someone else starts to hiccup on the other side of the room. And oh, so God. We're just, I was like, we're finishing. Like, we are finishing this as we go through. And in my brain, I'm going, what if this happens during a contest?
That's what is now going through my brain. Yeah. I've never thought
about
that. I was
like, oh my God, what do I do
if
this?
Somebody sneezes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I've never.
But this person who has a crucial part, mind you, cannot play said crucial part.
New fear unlocked.
Oh, new God. Fear unlocked. Oh, God. And so I just started laughing.
No, you're the adult.
No, I could not figure out how to get it back together. I couldn't figure out how to get it back together. No. So I was like, I just start chuckling underneath my breath. And as I'm chuckling, my eyes are closed. And thank God I know the score pretty well. I memorized it basically. And I'm like, just conducting. And the kids are like, is this about? I was like, try to finish.
God.
Yeah, it was. And then we got done with the recording and everyone busted out laughing. I was like, okay. Okay. You know. And then the flute player comes in and is like, I knew it was coming. And so I was doing it silently, trying to hold my breath. Yeah. And then it got so many hiccups. And that's what it made me sound like, a frog as it exited.
Is this who I think it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Say no more. God. Yeah, no, for real. New fear unlocked.
New fear unlocked of like, what do we do if they start hiccuping in the middle of their solo? So this, it was like going, it was like.
Slight tangent. You ever see that video of the trombone player who sneezes into the instrument?
No.
Okay.
We're going to watch it?
Yes. We'll patch the audio in, maybe.
Maybe
later.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Okay. But, yeah, that is what happened to me trying to get through Firebird yesterday. So, after the recording, I was like, "So that's a dead take."
Oh my God!
But now I'm like, and then I'm you know, in the middle of that, I'm like, "Do I Google what will not make you have hiccups for a day?"
Trying to solve the problem. You know, nerves equals bananas.
Yeah.
Potassium.
So if anyone has a solution to make people not hiccup for approximately 37 minutes.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because we got to start and finish. It's not a 37-minute program. It's a 33-minute program, but I'm 4 minutes a buffer. God. You know, send it my way.
I'm sweating.
It's necessary.
Oh man, that's
and then I got in a dinosaur costume.
Oh yeah, that was funny. I got to figure out. I don't know that I could one up that, but
so we have this thing at Capel where you have a top 5% banquet, and it's the kids that are in the top 5%, and they get to choose a teacher that has had a significant impact in their life, and then you take this photo shoot, and it can be serious, or it can be funny. And I've had both serious yeah. and funny since I've been here. And I thought it was going to be serious based on the person. Mm. And they're like, no, they want to do something that they never would think to do.
Yeah, that was surprising to me. Yeah. That's why. That's what makes it funnier. Your snap yes. down the hallway.
Trying to run in. Yeah. We wore inflatable dinosaur costumes, but not the ones that you normally see. It's the ones that make you look like you're riding, so yeah. your whole body is not all in it. And it was quite entertaining. It was entertaining.
I leave for 2 days.
I didn't show you the fight one, did I? Did I send you the
no!
fight one?
No! And everything goes haywire.
It's true. Everything goes haywire. Here, I'll show you very quickly. It's this one.
Oh, we're doing this now. I'm not going to fight her.
Don't let it on the middle.
Oh, okay.
This is a traveling dinosaur. It does not bite. It looks and sees around. God. I said it thinks and processes what's around it.
You're special.
I know. Did that look like it was a fearful dinosaur?
No. It's a happy dinosaur.
It's a happy dinosaur.
I've never seen a T-Rex happier.
Yeah. Also, I was trying to figure out how to get the arms to touch each other, but then I remembered that's why they can't. Yeah. So anyhow, I have a dinosaur costume now, guys.
There are no words.
I know. What are we talking about today?
This has been the most unproductive episode, I think.
All just need spring breaks.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you're just listening to this to buy yourself time. So if you don't want to teach today, turn this on.
Exactly, and let it be entertaining.
I don't remember what happened earlier this week. I honestly don't.
I don't either.
I'm so tired. I've been to Austin so many times in the last 14 days.
Yeah, and then are you going back?
At the end of the month.
Okay, not during break.
No, I don't think. I need a break.
You going to stay home?
For the most part, yeah. We might go out and just do something, but people
maybe
ask.
Maybe you should have a staycation.
We'll build a pillow fort and not leave.
That's not what a staycation means.
Okay.
That means
no,
going downtown. Or going...
No.
You know...
Staycation in my living room.
Oh, so you can play video games.
Yeah. Hogwarts Legacy. Do it.
Listen, I know no people idea. Like it.
Yeah. No, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, people ask me to come in and help that week or next week, and I just...
Next week?
Yeah, our spring break week.
Oh, where do they want you to go?
I don't remember now. I can't remember who it was, but I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I am banded out right now. I just need a day.
Yeah.
I've been doing something band related for the last literally 14 days.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that once we get back to spring break, I do a lot of pre-UILs. Like
okay, cool.
Like 4 or something.
Okay.
Where I'm out a little bit, but
that's fine.
You want to teach Firebird?
It's fine. If you want him to sound bad.
No.
I don't know that I can count.
Listen, I don't know that I can count right now either.
Not today.
No. So basically, we have spent 23 minutes.
Talking about nothing.
Anyone else doing anything?
So, what's your plan for spring break? What are you doing?
So our guard has state champ. So one of the guards has state championships
tomorrow. Yep.
So I'm going to go our JV.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go see them.
Same.
Then on
Sunday, we have GDYO.
Oh yes. Sunday we have GDYO.
You're welcome for the reminder.
Thank you. Because we would be in a lot of trouble if we didn't go.
Is that 6 o'clock? I don't know. We'll talk about it after.
I think it's 8, but I could be wrong. I'll check at the tickets.
Okay, great.
And then Monday, nothing, I think. I was going to come look at stuff for your wedding because I'm now involved in the wedding, everyone. Okay. Does Kim know?
Yeah, I told her.
Okay, great. What did you call and tell me I needed to do?
Decorations?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to need you to help with the decorations.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing, evidently.
So I'm going to build a vision board.
Oh, my God. What's a vision board? Pictures.
Yeah. How was the pie place?
I didn't go.
Oh, that's right. God bless.
I didn't want
to. I called the pie place for you.
I didn't. It would have been too late.
Tell you about it because I already had your deal. I already know the different things you need to know.
Oh.
But I just wanted you to see it in person. Anyhow, so I need to look at the stuff that you have bought because this man has just bought random things from random places.
They go together.
Do they?
It's for you to find out.
Exactly. And then I'm going to go plant chopping with Jana so that she can...
Is she going to keep them alive?
She's going to put them in the pot. Like, just drop them in, you know how she does in her little pots.
Yes.
I should, whenever we go, I should call you and you should come and meet us to help do it. And then I actually think I might do a little planting. It's time for me to redo some of my my things. And then what else do we have? Then I have UNT, then WGI Denton, the Power Regional. I'm going to go see the Varsity Guard. You want to come to one of those?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, nothing.
That's good.
I'm going to spend a lot of time home.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to go to the gym every day.
Yeah. I have not.
And get back on track. I have worked out this week, but I just, you know. So that's what I'm going to do.
I'm in silence right now because I'm literally staring at our calendar.
What does it say?
A, there are so many different colors. But B, it's going to be fast and furious to UIL.
Yes. Some people finish UIL today.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't have programmed what I programmed if I hadn't gone to UIL
exactly.
Right now.
I would have been doing variations on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Exactly.
For my assessment. But no, it's going to be quick to UIL. We go on the 16th, 17th?
Yes. We're hosting.
So, yep. So what is that, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
It's still a month, but not enough time.
But there's testing.
Yep.
There's holiday, excuse me, and there's holiday.
Some pre-UIL stuff scattered in between.
I tried to swallow a hiccup.
Fear. New fear.
New fear unlocked.
We also host Color Guard.
April 5 and 6.
Yep. State prelims and championships.
Or 6 and 7,
and
sorry.
Or NTCA. Middle school pre-UIL. Okay.
Our pre-UIL got moved.
Got moved 2 weeks after spring break, yeah.
I need to find judges.
I
got it. It'll be fine.
I'm not worried about it. I just stopped talking. I don't know that I'm ready for that, but let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, it buys us a little more time in between.
Yeah. We got to get going.
So, I have a concert the week after spring break.
Yeah, you do.
And I slowed everything down this week. Everything got slowed down to this week. So, we'll see. But we're super busy.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
This is how tired we are.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling everyone feels like this.
I'm sure. Everyone who I've talked to just seems like they are ready.
Yeah, I think everyone needs the
break.
It's like the between Team EA and spring break. I feel like we are so excited after we get back from Team EA that we just fully dive in and use all of our energy, and then our energy level just starts to go down and
down. It's been 4 weeks since Team EA.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feels like 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So that's what it is that we just kind of keep our head down and grind. But anyhow, those of you that are on spring break next week, we hope that you feel as random as we do right now.
Rest up.
Yes, rest up.
Take care of yourself.
Exactly. Get out in the sun. Get some much needed energy.
Vitamin D. Yes.
Sure.
Sunlight. Go get a tan.
But with sun protection.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. We should wrap this up because
we're really bad at this today. We're really sorry, guys. We promise to actually be helpful later.
Yeah, we're going to go on spring break, so there won't be an episode next week.
No.
We're taking a break from this too because, you know.
Because obviously we're not being productive today. Yeah. Apologies, but, you know, sometimes it's like that. Are you okay?
Okay, with that, everybody, we hope that you have... I'm wrapping this up.
Okay, go for
we
it.
Hope that you have a... Stop pressing buttons. We hope that you have a good spring break. Thanks, bye. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay, fine.